is bizarre that the left will use every dirty trick in the book to go after people they don't like in business, personally, censorship, cancel culture, all of that. My next guest has been a victim of that, which is weird because James Stocky is the CEO and founder of Your American Flag Store. Your American Flag Store. Of course, we've seen dancers canceled from dance contests the last week because their flag motif shirts were triggering to some people. Unbelievable. James, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, family-owned, operated business. You've been derailed because people would not allow your payments to go through online. Tell us about what has happened to you, my friend.
Well, several years ago, my son came up with the idea to start a family business making American flags, and my wife and I jumped all in. We created the business. We were in California living paycheck to paycheck and really couldn't afford to start a new business, but we did have a $50 gift card, so we went down to Home Depot. We bought some wood. We bought some paint, bought some screws, and we made our first flag. A friend of mine bought it. He started showing it to his friends. A bunch of his friends bought it. 6 months later, we had to make the choice to stay in our day jobs or chase this little dream that my son had. We made the choice to chase that dream. Within 2 years, we had gotten ourselves out of debt, saved up enough money, and moved out to Tennessee from California. We were literally living the American dream. 4 months after we got here, we were canceled. Facebook shut down our ads. Shopify started pulling down all of our best-selling flags.
What year was that?
That was 2021.
Okay, so and you've been in business since what year again?
2018.
All right, so then they come in. You've moved to Tennessee. Good for you for that. No income tax. Congratulations. but they come in. They say, why? Why would Facebook take you down? Why would anybody take you down?
I mean, we can only speculate, but I mean, what they said was that our products went against their community standards.
What community standard could the American flag possibly go against?
Well, I think that they don't like that we have a Second Amendment flag. They don't like the fact that we make traps flags for Trump. And I think they just don't like they don't like the art that we put on the flag. I think really what it comes down to. And I mean, they don't really like, I mean, to my knowledge, I don't think we've ever sold a single flag to a liberal. They just don't buy flags. They don't put them in their homes.
Yeah, they don't like those so much. So anyhow, so, all right, 2021. And then it's the online payment systems freezing your money, right? That's the next attack. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was the latest attack where we had a really good run and got a lot of traction. That's how these companies work. They let you run your business, but as soon as you get traction and actually start making something, that's when they'll pull the rug out from underneath you and they'll shut you down. PayPal took $100,000 of our money. That sounds like a lot of money. But most of that money was for manufacturing the flags. We had to buy the material. We had to pay for the labor. We had.
Wait. When you say PayPal took $100,000, what do you mean?
Yep. We had that much money in our PayPal account as our working capital so we could pay our bills, and they froze the account, just completely froze it. We didn't have access to a single cent.
So, okay, you got the money back, I assume.
Only thanks to the Center for American Liberty and Hard Meat Dillon. When we were trying to get it back, they would not listen to us. They weren't having anything.
It was not their money. Just because it was not their money, it was your money. They froze $100,000 worth of your money. That's theft.
That's the way I looked at it. They don't look at it that way. And then at the end, this is the worst part. At the end, when Harmeet was able to get back most of our money, they had about $11,000 left. They told us that they would only give us back that last $11,000 if we signed a non-disclosure agreement. So they were basically bribing us with our own money.
And that was PayPal.
That was PayPal.
And you refused to do that, obviously.
Absolutely.
Because you're sitting here. And you got your $11,000, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Sometimes the good guys win, don't they?
Occasionally, yeah.
On
you
occasion.
Stay in the fight.
You know, look, I'm proud of you, James. You stood up, and I assume business is still going well.
Yeah, it's up and down. I mean, we've had other issues with, you know, it's very hard to do business without using some big tech platforms these days. So every time that we get one and get a little bit of traction, they do something. You know, at one point it was Shopify held our domain name. All kind, they have all kinds of tactics that they can use, and they will use them when they can.
Just to keep you from selling American flags. All right, so let me see. What is your website?
It's YourAmericanFlagStore.com.
Let's see if we can do something about this, guys. YourAmericanFlagStore.com. Let's see if we can sell a couple of flags, all right? YourAmericanFlagStore.com. Next time you come back, I want you on in prime time. And I want you to come back on my afternoon television program as well, because we're going to move some flags for you. Because I am proud of you for standing up to these bullies, because that's all they are, James. They're bullies, aren't they?
That's exactly what they are.
So how do we keep moving forward? Knock the bully down. Just keep hitting them? Because you're going to win here. Look, the American people like the American flag. You know, because you have a few weirdos that are, you know, wringing their hands and clenching their teeth. I don't care. I love the American flag. I love the people that died for me to stand here and have this conversation with you. I love those people and have respect for those people, as we should. So if we have just a few mouthy weasels on the left, I don't care. YourAmericanFlagStore.com. YourAmericanFlagStore.com, folks. Give this guy some love today, and then we're going to have you back, James, because I think your story needs to be told far and wide, my friend, far and wide. Congratulations on the business, by the way.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Really appreciate you being here. Never give in. That's the lesson today. Thank you, James. YourAmericanFlagStore.com. Love to have you guys react. I mean, you know, I need a new flag. I'm going to go there. I knew this because mine got a little beat up. Anyhow, we'll take a break. You can find out more at SteveGruber.com. As always, stay up to date on everything that's happening. I have a brand new column going up today. The delusion of virtue could destroy America. What do I mean by that? Well, you'll have to look at SteveGruber.com to find out, won't you? I'll be back. It is the Steve Gruber Show.
Silly, careless human, you unleashed my power. Just try and stop me. I dare you.
Debris burning is the leading cause of wildfires in Michigan. All it takes is a spark.
Play with me, and you will get burned.
Don't go starting something wild. Burn safely by contacting your local fire department or visiting michigan.gov/burn permit. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.